are live. We're back to politics. Back to politics, Andrew.
Yes.
I used to tell you all the time not to discuss politics, but today is our very own political show.
Yes.
You know, we started last summer. We're back in the original studio, the original set, the outdoors. Because we really had nowhere to go last year, 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, January, February, and then March, like...
It went downhill. At least in June, we started to see things open.
Yeah, in June is basically when things started to get a little, like...
Better.
Malls were opening, but...
It just wasn't quite there.
It just wasn't quite
but
there
But 21,
yet.
Though, is the year, and it has been. It started off rough in the beginning, I think because a lot of us were anxious about what this year was going to be like, and... Since, of course, there was, like, a lot of chaos in the beginning, I think, after, like, all the stuff 2020 left behind, I think that's why it started off rough. But it got better as time went along.
Getting there.
Got better each month. And, I'm really liking 2021. And I think this year will be a year that people will miss compared to last year.
Yeah, I mean, we got a governor's race coming up. Jack Cirelli, Phil Rizzo, and then Governor Murphy.
Yeah, and Hirsch Singh.
So do you think all these openings are happening fast because Governor Murphy wants, you know, he wants that seat, he wants to get reelected? Because there was a mask mandate. I didn't think it would happen this quick, but it's happening this Friday. So do you think he's desperate for reelection?
I definitely think so, for the fact that his approval rating has been really high, and I think he wants to keep it that way so that he could get reelected. And then since he dropped the mask mandate specifically now is because Memorial Day's coming up, so I think he wants his approval rating to go up even higher. And he's looking to be the first Democrat in our state in over 40 years to be reelected as governor of New Jersey. The last time we saw a Democrat reelected for a second term as governor of New Jersey was back in 1977. I think that was Tom Kaine.
Tom Kaine?
Got reelected.
I'm going to pull it up to see.
That got reelected. But yeah, that was the last time we saw a Democrat reelected for governor of New Jersey. And it's so crazy that we're considered a blue state, yet none of these Democrats have been reelected. They get voted out or they resign because something crazy happens in their life. And it's just absolutely absurd with the politics here in Jersey because, like I said, we're a blue state, yet we haven't had any of these Democrats reelected for a second term in over 40 years, and that's because people didn't like their policies. Like you had Jim Florio increasing toilet paper prices and paper towel prices, and then you had John Corzine, who wanted to sell the turnpike so that he can meet the state budget, and all these other politicians, all these other Democrats. They just seem to make life worse as it is.
Well, let's be honest here with ourselves. Career politicians, both Democrats and Republicans,
right,
are so much alike. I mean, you have some. You have Ted Cruz. You got Jim Jordan. Big Ron DeSantis. Hopefully he runs for president in 2024 along with President Trump. So I'm looking at the governor's list now. Phil Murphy. Then you had Chris Christie. 8-year term. John Corzine. 4-year term. Richard Cody, 2-year term. Jim McGreevy, 2-year term. So we've had 4 Democrats in a row.
More than that.
But they didn't get reelected.
None of them. And I mean, a lot of them in the last 40 years. That's what I'm saying. And those guys were governors in the early 2000s. You got to look all the way back to 1977.
And I'm looking at it looks like Chris Christie is the only one that's been really reelected in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, and then the last time we saw that any politician reelected as governor of New Jersey was when Christine Todd Whitman was the governor of New Jersey. I think that was from 93 to 2001. And she was the first female governor of the state, of the great state of New Jersey. And she was a Republican.
Christine Todd Whitman,
yeah.
1994 through 2001.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So hopefully, we'll see what happens this year. So hopefully, I mean, I know how we feel about Phil Murphy.
We don't like him. I liked him in the beginning before Corona hit. Like, I liked the fact that he raised the minimum wage, gave free college, and then free community college, and then equal rights in workplaces. But once Corona hit...
Yeah, he didn't handle that well.
Yeah, he didn't handle it well, at least in my opinion. I mean, a lot of people in this state said he handled it well, but for us, we hated it.
I mean...
Because he opened things up too late, and when he did, he put the most oppressive restrictions on many, many people, which was insanely crazy, especially for young people like us, where we want to have all this freedom and we want to do all these things, especially with
see, the way
friends.
I look at this whole thing within the pandemic is it should be a personal choice. If you're afraid of the virus, stay home.
Stay inside.
Stay home. You want to wear a mask? Go ahead. But it's not the government's place to tell us what we can or not do.
Yeah. And also... They violated many civil liberties and rights. Like, one of the biggest rights they violated, which we're both pissed off with, is religious liberties. Religious liberties is one of the things they really took a swing.
Like, if I owned a bar or a restaurant, and you don't want to come out to my bar or restaurant,
don't come out.
That's fine. I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to be disappointed. Because I haven't seen you in months or a year, that was your own personal choice. But I'm gonna be more mad
if the government tells you
government officials who we elect to work for us to affect my income as a business owner.
It's insane.
It's not right, and
yeah,
I think a lot of people don't realize that.
And these politicians are using this to tell you not to work. At least in the beginning.
Like, we could look at states like Texas and Florida that have basically been open throughout this whole time. They had cases, they had deaths.
But somehow they managed
it. They were able to manage it without shutting down your livelihood.
Yeah. In the beginning they did, but that was it. And then they opened quickly and everything was fine.
Like, everyone blames President Trump.
Especially Cuomo.
I hope we don't get censored now for saying that, but everyone likes to blame the president. But the president did so much that he could. You know, he shut down travel. They called it racist. President Biden just shut down travel from multiple countries, and he's praised like he's the best president to ever happen
no,
to
he's
this
not.
Country. So, and you could go with President Trump bringing the ship to New York and Governor Cuomo still put patients in nursing homes. Mm-hmm. So it's a state issue. I understand that the President of the United States is responsible for his country, but at the end of the day, he did as much as he could to help the states. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the governors, a lot of the states rejected his help. Mm-hmm. So
especially New York.
You can't really just throw the blame at the president when it's not 100% his fault.
Yeah, nobody knew this was going to happen. I never even heard of the virus, and I never even thought I would see this happen ever. I never even knew what a pandemic was until this happened, and I never even thought I would live a major moment in history. The last time we did live a major moment in history was 9/11. Yeah, I was too little to even remember that because I was only 2 when that happened. So I had to learn that like history because I was too young to remember.
All right, so let's get to what Governor Murphy had to say today. This pandemic is not over. Lifting the mask mandate is not a license to be a knucklehead. Lifting the mask mandate is simply acknowledging how far we've come together and that together we'll cross the finish line. This is what I don't understand. We went from, give me 2 weeks of your time, 15 days to slow the spread, to flatten the curve. Now we have to wait for a cure. We have to wait for all this to disappear. But a virus comes back. We know that. We've seen it with the flu. So does Governor Phil Murphy just like the power and the control of the people? Because this is not something an elected official should say. lifting the mask mandate is not a license to be a knucklehead.
Yeah, I feel like he's all about the power. I mean, he's a typical career politician. He served as an ambassador to Germany under President Obama's administration. And for about 23 years, he worked on Wall Street. So that really tells you he's a big corporate crony that is all about big government and big control and big spending and just wants nothing but control. And he wants to take everything away from you, from your livelihood to this, to that, everything.
All right, so let's get, because we've done this in the past with our episodes before we talked about sports and all. Effective June 4th, we will remove all indoor gathering limits. We will also lift the 30% limit on large indoor venues with a fixed seating capacity of 1,000 or greater. It's amazing how this happens right before Memorial Day. Well, no, that's after Memorial Day. Right before Memorial Day, we will lift the prohibitions on dance floors at bars and restaurants, ordering and eating / drinking while standing at bars and restaurants. What's the difference between standing or sitting at
a
bar?
It's so stupid. I think
this is what I don't get about it.
I think he's just one. I think he's just playing politics like usual because he wants to be reelected in November and he loves all the power and control. And I think too, he's just lazy as well, and he just doesn't want to do his job anymore.
And just about like 2 weeks ago, Governor Phil Murphy, he said, you know, we're going to go to 100% capacity, restaurants, bars, but we have to maintain a 6-foot social distance. So, how does this go? We will lift the requirement for maintaining 6 feet of social distancing in indoor and outdoor settings. How does that change within a matter of weeks?
It's so stupid. I think he's just doing it all because I think it's all political. I think it's just all political. It's so crazy. Before December, right after the election, the presidential election, they say we have a vaccine. And then there's other diseases and illnesses out there that have been around for 40 years. No cure, no vaccine. And yet this thing came, 9 months before the vaccine came out? And they say they have a cure. So stupid.
Well, we got to give credit to President Trump for that with Operation
Warp Speed. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, that's true.
If Joe Biden was in the office when this happened,
we'd be screwed.
There would be no vaccine.
Yeah.
We got to give credit to President Trump for that.
Yeah, that's true. But at least President Biden at least is doing something about it. At least he's speeding it up, though. At least what I heard.
From who?
At least from the governors in New Jersey and New York.
Yeah, okay.
So, but I mean, it's looking good. At least I see the real news about it. So,
I want
news about it.
I gotta see if I find this tweet from
Murphy.
No, Candace Owens.
Who's that?
You never heard of Candace Owens?
No.
Wow, I'm surprised. You never heard of Candace Owens? Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk?
Yeah, I think so now.
She's a conservative, but a lot of people hate her because they feel like she tries to bring down the black community and she's black, so they feel like she's...
racist?
I wouldn't say racist, but they think...
traitor.
Yeah, the Uncle Tom, the coons, the sellout. And that's one of the things that pisses me off the most. You have all these black conservatives that come out, they could support President Trump, they could say we have to have the best, you know, we want the black community to strive, we want jobs, we want all these good things, but if they speak in favor for conservative values for President Trump, whatever it may be, they are attacked, and that's one of the things that pisses me off. So I gotta get to this tweet, because I can't find it on my her Twitter handle, but I did see it come out today, and it's pretty interesting because it makes you wonder about it makes you wonder about these, like, laws and regulations. Because if you remember how you can't go on an airplane or this or that.
From what?
No, they're like, you can't be in a restaurant with a mask, but now 2 weeks later you don't have to wear it.
It's so stupid. It's so dumb. All right, so I don't know what the point is with wearing a mask in a restaurant. When
this is a tweet. I know. This is a tweet from Candace Owens. Science once told us that flying was safe, but restaurants were locked down because airplanes have better air circulation. Now science says you don't need a mask at restaurants and stores, but you still have to wear a mask on airplanes. Trust the science. Candace Owens.
Yeah.
And we have a cat coming along. That's our buddy Gizmo. Gizmo, you want to come on? Hey, buddy. Look at him. He wants to come on the podcast.
I wish you were a dog.
Yeah, why? Yeah,
I like dogs.
Yeah, we know why you like dogs.
Beagles are my favorite. I like beagles.
Go and, get him.
Miki.
Get Gizmo.
Gizmo, come here.
Pick him up. Go get him. Here he is. Pick him up. Have him on the show. Come on, Giz. Gizmo. Buddy. We're going to have a special guest in a few minutes, Gizmo.
But yeah, Miki's dog, I like Snoopy, because that's a beagle. And he's always hyper and always playful all the time. And he loves people. I mean, beagles love people. They're big people dogs.
So let's look at the governor's race. A lot of people are saying that Jack Chitarelli is going to lead the Republican ticket, but from what I'm hearing from my sources, from my friends, from the people around me, is that he is one of those Republican in name only.
Rhino.
So what are your thoughts on Jack Chitarelli? Do you think he has what it takes to defeat Phil Murphy?
I do believe so. For the fact that he ran in 2017 and lost, he has more experience about a gubernatorial race than he did in 2017. And I'm assuming that he learned his mistakes from that 2017 race. And according to his sources, he served in all levels of government, county, state, and local. So he was a freeholder, he was an assemblyman, and now he's trying to run for governor.
So do you think that the other candidates have a chance?
I see Phil Rizzo having big potential for the fact that...
Yeah, it seems like he's been rising in the polls.
Yeah, I feel like Phil Rizzo has potential as well because he's not... He's like President Trump. He's not a politician, a career politician like these other guys. And since he's just a regular human being like the rest of us, I feel like he has a good chance of winning the ticket.
Brennan Wong just posted his support for Joe Biden, as always.
Yeah. So I feel like he has a good chance, too. And since one of the biggest things people are struggling with today with religious rights, you know, he stands up for religious rights. And that's because he's a pastor. And he said during Corona, when Murphy ordered churches to shut down, he didn't close. He stayed open. And he gave people an option if they wanted to wear a mask or not in church.
See, that's how it should have been the whole time, though.
Yeah.
It should have been an option.
It should have been. And church should have been open. And that's our constitutional right. Church, you know, church is, you know, you're free to go to church.
Yeah, it's the land of the free, but a lot of people seem to forget that these days.
And it seems like everybody, you know, I don't want to get into religion, but it seems like everybody forgets about God and Jesus these days.
Oh, for sure. A lot of people do.
Like, literally, I barely hear about anybody talking about
it. No, we don't.
Like, nobody. Especially in Monroe. Monroe has, like, too many liberals. No offense, but...
I mean, that's basically on the other side of Monroe, like, by the high school. But a lot of people, like, our age, a lot of them, they're Republicans. They love Trump. I wore my sweatshirt to, like, the carnival, but they'd be like, nice sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I saw some at the rally in East Brunswick. I think they played on the soccer team. I saw them there. So I think the people our age in high school, you have a few liberals, but a lot of them are seeing like the true picture that's going around in this country.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it looks like you've gotten closer to God. I remember when you were like, oh, I can't wait to turn 18. I don't have to go anymore.
Yeah, well, that's because school and government, they were trying to learn
me into that trap. I remember that, Andrew.
Yeah, they were trying to lure me into that trap.
18, I ain't going to church no more. I see you every Sunday. You help out with the collection now?
Well, now I haven't been going lately, so only once I haven't, because I've been working, so I've been busy, actually. So
I love when we're doing the collection. The other three, including myself, we are walking, and you're all the way halfway down there. It's like some type of race.
Yeah, just I'm the type who just likes to...
You're like your father.
Yeah. I'm just thrilled to collect everything, that's why.
Well, there's Gizmo in the background now.
But I'm just thrilled to collect everything, that's why.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's really it. And, church hasn't been bad. Well, it kind of sucks now, but that's normal, obviously, now with Corona.
Yeah, with, you can't sit in a certain spot.
Yeah. And my dad.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Remember that one time on Christmas?
That was Christmas, and I had to go up to him and be like, "Pete, I know who you are. I know we're good friends. I know we're like family, but just do what I'm telling you. You can't sit there." And he's like, "Ah."
And I actually predicted it was going to happen.
Yeah, I've noticed that you would like always stand up in church while your dad is like looking for a pew to sit in.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, and he sits behind people, right behind them. Well, most of them don't care, just a few of them maybe do.
Yeah.
It happened once with me as well, when I sat with him, like a woman's like, "Move forward," and that really was it.
All right, we're going to take it.
Yeah, it hasn't really been an issue, but, you know, of course, for him, it's been more of an issue. I think, well, because he's ran into people that are, like, annoyed about people sitting in front of them, and then... And then, of course, I'm more aware about all this stuff compared to him.
Because yeah, I pay attention. Well, I always stand up because I gotta do the collection. I'm basically the head usher there.
Yeah.
So.
And that's really it.
All right, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, we're gonna do some NBA predictions. Andrew's Brooklyn Nets are looking good so far. I think they have what it takes to make a solid run to the NBA championship. We'll be right back. All right, we're back on the Doug Serravo Show. Now, let's do some basketball, Andrew. NBA playoffs just got started, and when we look at this NBA season, especially the postseason, this is not your typical postseason. And what I mean by that is normally we know what teams are basically going to play in the finals. You know it's going to be the Warriors. You know, we don't
be the Cavs.
We know it could be the Raptors. Going in, you know who's going to win. You know who has the best shot. But this year, it's a little bit different, don't you think? You got the Jazz, you got the Suns,
you got the
Sixers, you got the Nets.
The Knicks.
So, the Knicks?
The Knicks.
Brandon Schwartz was happy about that.
Yeah, and I'm very happy about all the local teams in Jersey actually going to the playoffs. Especially the Brooklyn Nets, because that's my team.
Yeah, so.
This year all the local teams are doing good. The 76ers, the Knicks, the Nets.
So
I'm really impressed with our local teams.
Who do you think, like, besides your Brooklyn Nets, obviously that's what you're going to say. Who do you think could go on a solid run that may not surprise people, or may surprise people? Like, I think Chris Paul could lead this team to the Western Conference Finals, the Phoenix Suns. I think they have what it takes to
go far. They beat the Lakers the other night.
Yeah, they beat the Lakers.
And LeBron James. I mean, that's insane.
And I'm loving that right now.
Yeah, look, I have some footage right here from SportsCenter.
I'm loving that.
Look, I have some footage.
You know, this is a political show, so I'm not a fan of LeBron's politics and how he always has to whine about everything.
Oh, yeah, of course. Especially about Trump.
Yeah, he does.
And did you hear about a bar not showing any NBA games?
Yeah, good for that bar. Good for that business owner. Mm-hmm. Like, but, great athlete, but when it comes to certain things, he likes to
He likes to go at it.
He likes to talk without knowing what he has to talk about.
Yeah, look.
And, you know, some things he should be talking about, but he doesn't talk about it. But then again, we know why.
Well, let me see if I can pull that clip.
We know why he doesn't talk about it. You know, but...
No, I don't I think it got deleted.
Save that conversation for a different day.
Here it is. I found it. But look at this.
Oh, that was Devin Booker, right?
Yeah, That was him.
Can you... Let's lower that. Let's talk about the Phoenix Suns. Because this was many years where...
They were a terrible
team.
They
were looking like the joke of the NBA. Devin Booker... Everyone was talking, oh, Devin Booker's got to request a trade. Mm-hmm. You know, why is he wasting his time in Phoenix? Then all of a sudden, they get Chris Paul and they win 51 games.
Yeah.
They win 51 games and they could go to the NBA Finals this year.
Exactly, yeah. That's great. And I'm just hoping the Brooklyn Nets win it.
And that's what I'm talking about this year. You don't know what you're going to get. You have the Utah Jazz with the first seed. Great team, for sure. I mean, they lost to the Grizzlies last night, J.A. Morant. So this is an NBA final. This is going to be an NBA Finals that
no one
expects, but it's about time because this was an NBA where I had enough of it. Yeah, I love seeing the Cavs go back-to-back.
But it's time to switch it up.
I want to see new teams. I would like to see in the finals this year the Brooklyn Nets go up against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. I think that would be a great matchup.
Yeah. You see, and I think Dallas the Nets will win that in seven. Who was it, the Clippers? That was a good game. And, you know, Dallas isn't that good. Clippers were like third in the rankings, second, third in the rankings, and they lost to that team. That's insane. Good for them that the other night. And Brooklyn beat Boston the other night. That was a good game, too.
So I want to go back to that moment where I basically embarrassed you when I kept asking you, is this a championship or bust? And you didn't really give me the answer I wanted to. So since we are here today after the season ended, we're in the postseason. Is this a championship or bust year for the Brooklyn Nets? If they don't win it this year, would that be a waste? Because they have a great team this year. They got Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving. I'm rooting for Brooklyn because I want to see Kyrie Irving get another ring and do something that not many people have done before.
Right.
Win without LeBron. Yeah, he has KD. Yeah, he has DeAndre. He has Blakey. So, how important is it for this Nets team to win a championship?
It's very, very important.
Especially this year.
It's very, very important for the fact that they spent a lot of money, recruited so many guys to be on their team, and they pushed so hard to rebuild this team in order to win a championship. So, it's very, very important this year they win it because... You know, they've done so much rebuilding. They've done so much recruiting. It's time, guys. And especially if you have Kyrie Irving, you have to win. You got to win with Kyrie Irving. You can't screw up here.
Yeah, and this is something that they've been talking about for years since they moved to Brooklyn.
Yeah, and I'm excited as well if they win, too, because Kyrie Irving, you know, he's a Jersey guy. He's from Jersey, you know. And that'll really make me really proud if he wins the championship.
Yeah, they've
from
been
our own state.
They've been talking about this since 2012, 2013, when they moved into Brooklyn. This is what they've been dreaming of, was a championship in the Barclays Center. Mm-hmm. So let's look at their year-by-year record since they went to Brooklyn. The first 3 years, they were a playoff team. They went 49-33, 44-38, 38-44. Then it looked like it was the same old Nets. 21-61, 20-62, 28-54, 42-40, 35-37. Well, it was the pandemic year, shortened it out. Then they went to
what was their record last year?
35-37, pandemic year.
Bad.
So
not that bad.
Yeah, they could have been in the playoffs. Well, they were for the pandemic year. They had the bubble or however it worked.
Yeah,
playing round. And then this year they went 48-24. So
that's a good record.
This is a team that could have won 50 plus games this year if it wasn't a shortened season.
Yeah, but it's still a good year. I mean, and plus also December's a better time to play ball than October.
Yeah, and if you look at these Nets, not even the Nets, But think about the Sixers. The Nets were 12-70 in 2009 and 2010. And then the Sixers, they were the laughingstock of the NBA. You had all these, you know, analysts, podcasters basically mocking the Philadelphia Sixers. And here they are, one of the best teams in the NBA, will probably be one of the best teams for many years.
Yeah.
So how important was it that they trusted the process? Because
it was very, very
from important. Where they were, 13 and 14, 19 wins, then 18 wins, then 10 wins, 10-72.
Ooh, that's ugly.
Tell me about it. Then 28-54, and then the next few years they win 52 games, 51 games, 43-49. So how important was it that they trusted the process?
Very, very
important. Put a good system in place, and they hired a good coach in Doc Rivers, so
it was very important, just like Brooklyn, just all about rebuilding, recruiting, and just trusting the process.
So would you basically just say that it may work for some teams and for some may not?
It does. I think it does for some teams. If teams are doing terrible for all these years, the day's going to come where God's going to give them a shot and they'll become NBA champions.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, yeah, I'm really liking what the local teams have been doing, all the local teams in Jersey.
Well, in all of sports, Mets are looking good, but playoff teams right now, you have the New York Islanders. You could count the Sixers, tri-state area. Philadelphia 76ers. The New York Knicks.
Brooklyn Nets. What about the Rangers? Are they
New York Rangers. They weren't in the playoffs, but they were competitive.
What about anything? Let's see.
I mean, the Jets got Zach Wilson.
What about Philadelphia Flyers?
They had a down year.
Yeah, okay.
You had Brooklyn. We mentioned Brooklyn Nets.
And we know the Devils are terrible.
Yeah, we don't have to get that started.
Even though I don't watch hockey, I know that one.
So it's basically decent local year for sports. Got Zach Wilson, Giants, hopefully they rebound, they stay healthy.
What about the Jets?
They're awful, but hopefully they bounce back.
Yeah, well, they just traded Sam Darnold to
Carolina.
Yeah. So.
Right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we get back from it, we will do our predictions on who will win the NBA championship. We'll be right back.
Where the Monroe Falcons are playing the St. Joseph of McCutcheon Falcons.
Past that game's history, we have a state's championship on our mind now.
The ranch, the buffalo.
It all works together very nicely.
Welcome to Falcons Insider.
Falcons Insider.
On today's episode,
we're doing a lot of great work. You know, this is work that people said couldn't have been done before.
A lot of money doing something you love.
Re-elected team reporter.
Yeah, what a season that was for you. 54 points in 18 games.
But definitely, I mean, when I said that we're going to win GMCs, I think that's another one that we remember. Yeah.
Without mystery.
You just said it with so much confidence.
All right, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show. Alongside me, we got Andrew Brem. We both have our watches on today. Andrew, what type of watch you got? I got an Invicta.
I got a Boss, Hugo Boss silver
watch. Oh, you're a Hugo Boss guy.
Yeah. I like Gucci, but that's very expensive. But I could get that still.
You could afford it.
Yeah. It's not impossible, trust me.
Yeah, you got that money.
Yeah, especially now when I got that new job.
Hey.
And, dude, I can make a career out of that job.
Yeah, you can.
Now.
Unless you go far on here.
Yeah, if I could be a manager, supervisor.
Well, you always wanted to be a manager. He told me that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, so let's start with Utah and Memphis. Memphis leads this 1-1 game to 0.
No, it wasn't Memphis. It was Suns.
No, I want to go by bracket.
Oh, okay. You're doing that. That's yeah. right. Yeah.
So, Utah and Memphis. Memphis leads. Who do you have in that series?
Memphis against, who was it?
Utah. Donovan Mitchell.
Probably Utah for the fact they're just first in the rankings. And like we saw with the Lakers last year, they went to the championship and they were first place. I just feel that way for some reason.
All right. So, Clippers and Dallas.
Even though Dallas beat, you know, the Clippers the other night, I definitely say the Clippers because LA just got that drip. They just got all that young talent and just got all the good sports teams.
Did you just say they got the drip?
Yeah. But yeah,
They got that drip.
Yeah, but LA seems to have a lot of good sports teams.
Yeah.
Like regardless of what the situation is, like the Dodgers. The Lakers. I mean, Lakers now are not looking too hot, but last year they were looking.
Yeah, they were. They were on a roll.
And then who else?
Just a roll, no butter.
Yeah.
So let's go to Denver and Portland. Dame Lillard, CJ McCollum. Who do you got?
I'm thinking about Denver right now.
Denver.
Yeah.
All right, Phoenix and LA.
Phoenix because of the rankings, and then since they literally had a hot night last night, I think they could go to the. They can move on, and they can beat the Lakers.
Temperature-wise or how they played?
Just how they played.
All right, let's go to Phoenix and Denver. Who you got?
Phoenix and Denver. Phoenix on that Phoenix. One. Phoenix is just a straight-up fireball this year. Fireball.
Great shot. I have them all the time.
Yeah.
Utah or L.A.?
That's a good one. Probably Utah this year.
Utah. So Utah or Phoenix?
Probably Phoenix.
Phoenix. All right. So Phoenix is the Western Conference champion. So Philly or Washington?
Philly. That's an obvious one. Philly. Washington's terrible. Washington's terrible.
Knicks or Atlanta?
I'm just hoping it's the Knicks, to be honest with you. I'm not really sure. I mean, they're both really good teams. I'm just praying and hoping it's the Knicks.
All right, Knicks.
Because the Knicks, they rebuilded for so many years. Yeah, they did. Like, they need to win.
Knicks or Philly?
Philly.
Philly.
Philly's just hot. All right. Fire, on fire.
The Bucks or the Heat?
The Heat.
All right, the Heat. The Nets or Celtics?
The Nets, that's an obvious one.
All right, Nets or the Heat?
I mean, they beat the Celtics the other night, you know. They could do it again, I could see.
Well, they basically have an all-star team.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so...
Boston isn't that bad. They got Tatum, right?
Yeah, they got a good team.
So
Nets or the Heat?
The Nets, that one's obvious. All right, all-star the Nets. Team.
So, Sixers or Knicks?
Sixers.
Sixers or Nets? Or Nets?
I'm hoping it's the Nets, but I could see Philly winning that one.
So Philly and the Suns is your NBA championship prediction?
Possibly. Right. I really want the Nets to win because they're a good team, but yeah, they're seen due them for play a title. Against I've seen them play against Philly and they've lost to them this season.
Philly
a few times.
Or Phoenix?
Philly on that one. All right, Philly, so has to be Philly.
So Philly is your NBA champion. All right. Makes sense. All right, so I'm going with Utah over the Grizzlies, Dallas over the Clippers, Utah over Dallas, Portland over Denver, Phoenix over the Lakers, Portland over Phoenix, Utah, who did I say, Dallas?
Yeah, I think so.
Utah and Portland in the conference championship with Portland winning. I think after what happened in 2019 where they lost to the Warriors, they learned a lot. So Portland is going to go to the NBA Finals this year. Sixers, Washington, Sixers. Hawks over the Knicks. Hawks over the Sixers. Milwaukee over the Heat. Brooklyn over the Celtics. Brooklyn over Milwaukee. And then Brooklyn over the Hawks. And I have Brooklyn winning the whole thing over the Trailblazers. Kyrie Irving, MVP. So that's that, basically.
Yeah, that's great.
Should be a good NBA championship. Stanley Cup playoffs.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I know. That's why we're not talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but NBA is my thing. I love the NBA. But
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see for sure how it ends up. Yeah. I'm looking at these numbers right now. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And lately, I haven't played basketball lately because I've been busy with work. But I started playing again this year, and I've been doing good this year. Like, I've been playing well, actually. Like, and I'm playing with a really good group
That's
of
good.
Guys.
Nice.
Yeah, because I'm playing with a really good group of guys and also a better gym, too. Because before Corona hit, I was playing at New York Sports Club. And then that basketball court was really small. And, you know, there wasn't enough room to move around. And then the guys I played with, half of them were really rude. And, you know, I feel like they didn't have as much experience as the guys I play with now. I feel like they're more experienced and they're more willing to work with you.
Yeah.
I feel that way. And I feel like I've learned a lot with those guys compared to the guys I played with at NYSC. They were good guys, but, like, I feel like they just weren't as good as the guys I'm playing with now. And they know what they're doing in this new place I'm at now.
Oh, too late.
What?
We could have done this. Hold on, I gotta see if I have to sign up. Yeah, don't worry about it. It was a bracket challenge.
Yeah, but yeah, that's really it.
All right, Andrew, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
First show in a while.
It has been. Yeah, I've been busy. So.
I had Brandon called in on the other show, so technically you guys aren't officially fired. We just transitioned to other shows.
Yeah.
So I don't want Brandon to think he's actually fired. Because he's not. We were just transitioning to a hockey show, but I wanted to be like the, you know, business guy. Be like, hey, you're fired.
Yeah, what about Madison?
Oh, Madison's way gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen the ratings at your show?
Yeah, looking good.
Yeah, but with Madison, though.
What?
You see, like, when you were with Madison on YouTube, you see your ratings for that?
Yeah, I see it all.
Yeah, it looked horrible.
Yeah, they were all right. I mean, the Facebook Lives had a lot, but on YouTube, not really. Like, on YouTube now, we have a good following.
Yeah, and Madison's crazy, but it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. I felt like he acted like...
He just would get distracted on the show.
And also...
Good kid, but...
He acted like a 16-year-old. Like, he acted the way I acted at 16, but just worse, way worse than me.
Yeah, but we're not here to pick on people.
Yeah, that's true. But it seems like I've been running into a lot of those guys lately.
That's good.
Like, weird guys like that.
But we're not here to pick on people. Only politicians we could pick on.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
thank
we could say whatever.
Yeah, we can.
In Russia, maybe.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Doug Survival Show. You can find us on all your podcast applications from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, YouTube. And all those who have podcast applications. See you guys next time. Take care.
Peace.
Growing up, I wanted to be in the NHL. I wanted to be just like my idol, Martin Brodeur. In life, sometimes you win some, but sometimes you will lose some. Being successful isn't about chasing a paycheck. Being successful is about chasing your passion and building a foundation to where you want to be. You only live once, so you might as well do what you love. Think big. Don't just settle. People are going to hate, doubt, and tell you that you can't. But if you put your mind to something, nothing is impossible. Think big.